So I've got haunted house news.
Ah, the old haunted house. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go to haunted houses.
Went to one, I don't know, it's probably been 5-6 years. That was when I was single. That was always one of those that girls were like, let's go on a date night to the haunted houses.
Big strong man, gonna keep them from being scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants you to carry her through there.
Something like that.
Like a boss.
Like a boss, yeah. And then I had a run-in. I mean, gosh, that was probably more like 12 or 13 years ago. There was an incident in one of those full contact haunted houses where, I had to be removed. There was a dude that got grabby with my wife. Because they have those, like, where, like, they have those haunted houses where they say, like, they'll make contact with you.
Well, that's kind of where we're going down the road with this next story, I think.
Yeah. And there was a dude that was grabbing more than just people. That was a thing.
A Tennessee haunted house dubbed a torture chamber under disguise is still operating, despite the owner being probed for traumatizing visitors and calls for the sadistic experience to be permanently axed.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this place before.
Have we talked about, is this one like legendary for this?
Yeah. It's called McCamey Manor.
Okay.
And it is a controversial house of horrors in Summertown, which is about 70 miles southwest of Nashville.
Okay.
And for years, they have dodged complaints of violence and inhumane treatment against participants. Who at one point, yeah, this is why I remember we talked about it. They had to sign a 40-page waiver just to enter.
That seems a bit excessive.
Some participants said they were waterboarded, tased, whipped, taunted with spiders.
I do remember this.
And trapped in boxes during their no escape nightmare.
Yeah, I do remember this one. When we talked about this. Yeah, the waterboarding is the one that I remember. And I think there was like a trailer for it online.
Wasn't there something with like teeth pulling too or something?
Yeah, yeah, the Twisted Attractions waiver indicates that tooth pulling, finger breaking, or head shaving also might have to be endured.
Boy. And yet people signed these waivers and went to this place.
Well, the owner, his name is Russ McCamey, said, "We're known for no quitting and no safe word." He has been running the haunted house since 2017. There is a this has been kind of drummed up again because there's a new documentary on Hulu about this place.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called Monster Inside, America's Most Extreme Haunted House.
Okay.
And it says, either you actually complete the tour, which is not going to happen, or you mentally or physically are at such a breaking point that it's not safe for you to continue and I will take you out. That's what he said.
But who makes the determination?
Apparently they do.
Because they say there's no safe word. So I asked the question, if I say I'm done and you say I'm not, and you keep doing things to me, what's to stop me from doing something back to you?
Or suing him.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, probably that waiver you signed.
Well, but that's... Waivers... that doesn't
exist. Well, you can still do something back, but they're not going to be...
Yes, they will. Like, that's the thing. That's like the whole Pac-12. Like, you can't sign a contract that allows someone to torture you. If you sign a contract that says, hey, by the way, there's teeth pulling in here or these things, like, you can't do that.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. You can't sign a contract that says I'm going to beat you to an inch of your life. None of that stuff holds up in court. So
I love how you brought the Pac-12 in on a big torture.
Remember the
You're a man of increase.
Yeah, I am a man of increase. Remember the Pac-12 sued the Mountain West saying for the exit fees.
Being a man of increase?
And it was like, hey, you signed that. But the Pac-12 signed it knowing that that's not an enforceable thing. That's like if I as a parent signed a waiver saying you can do something to my kid. No, none of that stuff holds up. So these waivers that people sign, by the way, you sign a waiver when you go to a hospital, you sign a waiver when you get on an airline. That doesn't mean that the hospital and the airline gets to do whatever the hell they want to. That's not the way this works. So if someone is endangering my life and I reach up and grab your arm and snap it, you don't get to be like, well, that's you're not allowed to do that. You have to
you signed up for this.
You have to lay there and take it. Yeah, no.
So he told the Daily Mail over the weekend that his attraction is returning again this year. And he says, if all of those crazy, horrible things said about me are true, I wouldn't be free running around doing what I'm doing. Hmm. Which is a fair point.
Yeah.
Because you would think...
But also isn't exactly a denial of all the things you're being accused of. Yeah.
Well, no, he's honest about it. He's like, look, we make you sign a big, hefty waiver.
Yeah,
and,
it's extreme.
And it is intense, but he's claiming, look, this is what people want.
Yeah, people want to be scared.
And he's also claiming that they really do find manipulative people. In other words, what you're claiming, or I'm sorry, people that are easily manipulated.
Sure.
What you're claiming is he wouldn't let you in there.
No.
Because he knows, the second you allude to something like that, he's like, dude, you're not going into my haunted house. This is for people who I can sort of guide through.
Yes.
And scare the living daylights out of them and then take them out there and so they'll thank me. Take them out of there so they'll thank me.
Yeah, I remember this. I'm watching the trailer and I do remember us talking about this. And it is, it's pretty freaky.
Kind of intrigued by this documentary now. I didn't know they
100%.
Made that.
You said this on Hulu?
Hulu.
And what's it called?
Mansion.
Monsters Inside. Monsters. Okay. Or no, Monster Inside. America's Most Extreme Haunted House.
Someone's asking, do they have to sign a 40-page waiver to enter Rob's sex dungeon? What's the waiver situation like in your basement?
Sign an NDA going into Joey's house?
Ain't no waiver, bro.
That's just a free-for-all.
I did sign at Joey's house, though.
It amazes me that these places exist, but...
Yeah.
You know.
People like them.
People love that stuff. It's just, it's... Yeah, I wonder how many people regret it. Like, he does bring up an interesting point in that if all these things were true, he still wouldn't be here and he would have been sued to oblivion or be in prison, right? So, you know. But
it's just an extreme haunted house.
It's an extreme haunted house. But I would be intrigued to know how many people go and enjoy it because of what it is and how many people are really horrified and being like, I will never go back and do this again.
So he says... there are people who have complained about being dragged with heavy chains or locked into confined spaces while water pours in. That would be terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
Participants have been required to present proof that they recently had a healthy physical exam and take a background check.
Yeah, to find out. Like I said, you can't have someone violent and like,
One online petition attached tens of thousands of signatures in a bid to have it shut down, advertised as an extreme haunt when in fact it is not a haunted house. It is a torture chamber under disguise.
Yeah, when I am seeing some of the stuff, it certainly doesn't have all the traditional elements of a haunted house. It looks like a Saw movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're holding people down in like pools of I'm assuming fake blood. They're inserting things like devices into people's mouths. They're restraining them and tying them up. It's a weird sex thing, is what it looks like.
They do screenings to find the weakest, most easily manipulated people to do the haunt. If Russ doesn't think you're easily manipulated, you aren't allowed to go.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
So that's kind of weird, right? That you're basically picking off the weakest prey. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think he just wants the right people in there. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's literally just a kidnapping and torture house.
Right, so then it seems like, though, if they're making all the selections, it's not even really up to the people who are coming whether they get in or not. Like, it's more for them, the people running it, than it is for the people going there.
Yeah, except I think that there are certain archetypes that get what they're trying to do and love it and
I
will
understand
pay
that.
For it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole lot of weird people out there that get off on this sort of stuff. So, I don't know. It's certainly interesting. I don't understand the psyche of people that want to go do this, but, you know.
McCamey has recently found himself embroiled in another legal drama. Can you guess what that might be?
See,
he is a man of increase.
Is he being sued for something outside of the haunted house for some sort of sexual misdeed?
He was arrested over the summer for attempted murder, rape, and domestic assault involving his girlfriend.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, if this is what you're cooking up in your public life...
This is your life's work? Yeah, you got to screw loose.
I'm not certain what you want to...
The charges were dropped.
In the private... Oh, well, yes. That's good. So, no harm, no foul. I just remember the one I went to... I mean, gosh, this was so many years ago. And I don't remember. It was somewhere over in Portland. And my wife and I got roped in by two other couples, which, by the way, never do couple things. It never turns out well. And they just told us it was a haunted house, but it was like a super scary haunted house because they could bump into you. Like we were, and I think remember at the time saying like they could grab you or they could push you. And all the ladies in our group kept getting, whenever the guys would push us, it was just someone like reaching out and like, you know, like, ha, that sort of thing. And they would like, you know, they may grab your arms. With the girls, there was a lot of picking them up from behind, if you know what I mean. And they were, you know, it just, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And like at the first time, it was like, all right, maybe that's a fluke. Like the fourth time it happened, we were like, dude, you're just grabbing, you're grabbing TNA now.
No, no, strong no.
So we asked the guy, like, we like did the timeout, stop, like we're done. And they were, they did the, like, you have to go forward. And I said, that's fine. We're going forward. No one else touches us the entire time. Turn on the light, whatever. Walk us out, escort us out. We'll go out the front door. And they still tried to do the, but it's super spooky. And then eventually I touched one of the people coming back. And then everything got real. And it was like, oh, okay, fine. We're
dude,
done.
Settle down.
Yeah, like, hey, no one wants any problems. And we're like, okay, dude, just let us out the exit and we'll go on our way. This is a whole other, that's a whole other thing, what's happening here. Like, I'm with someone. That doesn't look like a haunted house. That just looks like a weird sexual torture chamber. You know, that's what gets you off. Where's Tennessee, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Tennessee.
Outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
All right, viral video news.
Boy, that trailer on this is freaky. Look up on YouTube. There's
yeah,
a,
I watched it today.
Boy, it is.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, like that. Like shoving, shoving you in a coffin and just dumping...
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
I can see people who are going, they like the idea of the haunted house,
yeah.
But haunted houses are kind of stupid because you just know that it's,
it's
they're not. All just basic.
Yeah.
So the idea of the elevated haunted house.
Yeah, I can see that.
I see a market for that.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, I don't know. Are there other elevated haunted houses that are like this?
I don't know. Is there anything like that anywhere around here? This it's a deep south thing, right? Like,
is it?
I bet this is not one of a kind. I bet there's somebody else who does, some other creep who gets off on this sort of thing. Like, I don't know, 40 pages for a disclaimer or for that sort of deal.
But the thing maybe is, it's not just the creep, it's the people that do it. They want that.
They want it. Well, they want you. They want
which makes me think there would be others, because if there's a demand for it there, there's probably elsewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the elevated haunted house has got to be a thing, but I've never really heard of it other than this one.
Yeah.
You know, because the other, because like basic haunted houses are stupid.
Yes.
You go through there, it's like, and maybe they're for kids or something. I don't know. But, you know, I could be talked into one that's like, dude, not like this. Like, keep your hands off me.
Yeah.
But if one was really good and everybody was raving about it, like, dude, this is really good.
Yeah.
It'll freak you out. I'd be up for that.
We went to one Fright Day. I don't know if they still do it. They did Fright Town and they did it at the Memorial Coliseum. And that was pretty good. I'll give that credit. That was not like no one touched you or anything. And but it was solid. I remember going to that one a number of years ago and thinking that Fright Town was was a, you know, for what it was, like a date night out for Halloween, it's a that's an above average haunted house. But this, you know, someone duct taping your mouth shut and, you know.
Yeah. Boy, I don't like being locked in a confined space with water coming in there.
Oh, dude, they put in the video, they put someone in one of those chest freezers and shut the, like.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's. I don't like that. Some of this stuff is, you just go on YouTube, do the McCamey Manor, and you'll see the video that kind of started it all, like their first trailer, and it's something else.
All right, the club continues next on The Fan.
Being a man of increase.